Welcome to this edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. An airline pilot friend of mine with decades of flying experience once told me a familiar saying among fellow pilots is, if it ain't a Boeing, I ain't going. Boeing is a major manufacturer of passenger airlines and is once again in the news as one of its planes was involved in one of the worst airline accidents in decades. An Air India flight, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, crashed immediately after takeoff June 12th at an airport in India. Until last week, the 787 had no major incidents. I'm not an airplane expert, but being a market analyst, and since Boeing is a publicly traded company, I do follow it. In 2018 and 2019, Boeing's MAX version of its airliner apparently had a software deficiency that caused two of its planes to crash, killing all aboard on both flights. And as recently as June 5th, 2024, a door blew out at 16,000 feet on an Alaskan airline flight of another MAX plane by Boeing. Luckily, the plane landed safely with no fatalities. Had the door failed at higher altitudes, the outcome could have been much worse. What caused the reputation of a once stellar company that was known for its engineering excellence in airliner manufacturing to miss such a serious design flaw as to cause two of its planes to crash and have a door blow off in flight? Although known for its excellence in engineering, the rumors have been that since a merger with another aircraft company, McDonnell Douglas, in 1997, were that profits became the main focus of the new conglomerate. How could Boeing allow something as simple yet as lethal as a software glitch and an additional lack of a backup device, which was rumored to have saved a few bucks along the way, gone unaddressed? Profits over people? With this latest crash, Boeing aircraft may be once again in question. Struggling to rebuild its reputation after the two MAX crashes, Boeing spent millions and billions in inspections, redesign, more manufacturing oversight, and changes in leadership. Things looked to be improving at Boeing until last week's crash. The way the plane went down so soon after takeoff has led to many unanswered questions. Was it pilot error, a maintenance issue, or a design flaw? The black boxes, which record both pilot conversations and pilot control inputs, have been found and are currently undergoing analysis in an attempt to find the cause of the crash. All that is known is that the pilot issued a mayday call, which mentioned complete loss of thrust, and that the plane uncharacteristically stopped its climb a few hundred feet after liftoff and fell back down to earth. In the modern age of airliners, a major crash is extremely rare. Statistics show the odds of perishing in an airliner crash are 1 in 816 million, which is far lower than being hit by lightning in any given year. The odds of that happening are 1 in 1.2 million, and dying in a car crash has odds of 1 in 95, so drive carefully there, of course. The circumstances of the Air India crash are odd, to say the least, for a plane to lose complete thrust, if that is indeed what occurred, is, according to experts, said to be extremely unlikely. We never know the true cause of a crash, but odds are the black boxes, if readable, will lead investigators to some sort of conclusion. Should it be found that a Boeing design flaw was the root of the catastrophe, the airline industry would probably find itself in serious turmoil. Planes could be grounded, causing serious delays and cancellations worldwide. Massive inspections of existing planes, or even reworks on any systems found to be at fault, would likely cause similar issues. The spillover could be extremely dangerous and serious to air transportation everywhere and for a prolonged period of time, of course. Having an overseas trip planned myself, I have, just in case, for the first time, purchased travel insurance. More importantly, however, would be the effect of such findings. The families of the victims are already suffering. Finding out that a manufacturing mistake may have caused the crash would likely be even more distressing. What happens to Boeing as a company remains to be seen if they are found at fault, but being one of the few suppliers of airliners around the globe, such a finding would likely be a very serious matter for both the company and the flying public. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market, so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation position to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors in 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberry.
Yes, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
I guess it was cruising for bruising.